Disposable income? I know what a disposable diaper means. I ain't got no disposable income. Well, they talking about disposable income, they talking about money for investment. Among them is money for investment. Among us is money for consumer ignorance. So the evil is the motive in the business. The motive in the business. You make business halal by obeying the motive Allah intended. You make that business halal. Don't think pig is the only thing that's not halal. The worst pig is the pig in your spirit, the pig in your appetite, the pig in your behavior. That's the worst of all pigs. And Allah wants us to know that you do not eat pig. Do not digest, consume pig. You are what you eat. The conflict is materialism. And materialism has to be understood. When I say materialism, I'm talking about this greed in the Western idea of economics. This greed that is protected, built into, and protected, and used as the main resource. Don't you know the main resource in Western business and economy is greed? If you take out greed, they fall quick. Ain't no more to the Western economy if you take out greed. I have to sell you what I know you don't need. If you don't want it, if you don't, instead of just tell you shouldn't have it, then I have to come up with a psychology to make you believe you've got to have it. So I've come out on television to show you everybody that you admire, they got it. Everybody you want to be in your dreams, they got it. And most Americans have it. So you start feeling like you've been mistreated, you gotta get it. This is the evil in the Western, in the business idea, or the idea of Western economy. This is the evil. It's the profiteering thing. Profiteering means to go after without any respect for moral obligation. To go after the profit. That's what profiteering means. To go after the profit without any respect for moral obligation. For obligation to... Don't you know the thing that is undermining the social life of not only African Americans? Now they know, they tell us that we are not the only ones who have collapsed families, destroyed families, fragmented families. We're not the only ones. The other races are suffering the same thing now. Because, as they say, what goes around, comes around. And Allah puts it this way, your evil will hem you in. Your evil will hem you in. You stand out that way to go over there, but Allah has made the universe to make it get out of your hands. Pretty soon it's too big. It's bigger than the target you sent it to. Now it needs more room. It's a growing thing. It's out of your control. And you still got the same appetite for it. You still send it out, choo choo. After a while, it goes right on over you. Now your children hollering. Your children being locked up. Your children are no bags. Huh? Your children just going out just vandalizing property, bringing your cities down and bringing your society down. Your children just going out shooting innocent. Target practice. Why? Because the evil you sent out now has grown and multiplied and hemming you in. That's the justice of God. And in concluding this, Allah says, fasawwaku. What is the siwa? Siwa also means similar, the same. Siwa means similar, the same. So what is our equality? It also suggests equality. So where do we find our equality? Our equality, God has created an equality for us in creating us all of one pattern creation, one pattern human creation. That one pattern human creation has potential. That one potential is a potential for excellence and a potential for self-destruction. a potential for excellence and a potential for self-destruction. Khasaba man dassaha. Allah says, Qad aflaha man zakkaha. Certainly, he is successful who spins on his soul. Qad khaba man dassaha. And he is a loss, a failure, debased, brought down to the lowest of the low, who debases his own soul. Khatkhaba means he's out of it, he's lost. Who debases, brings down his own soul. He cheats his own soul. He refuses to spend on his own soul. He invests in his soul that is cheap and inferior and poison and polluted. Corrupts his soul and chokes out the life of his own soul. He poisons and disforms his own soul with what he's given his own soul. And the other one feeds the excellence of his soul. He spends on his soul. See, spend means to give something of value. You don't spend disposable value. You don't spend this total value. You don't spend a used toilet paper. Nobody wants that, it has no value. You see? You spend what has value to a decent, sane-minded people. You spend what has value. But not if you're those people that met back there over the stagnation of the world, of the European, Western world economy. They said, we're going to sell them to use toilet paper and they're going to like it. They're going to be running to the door, knocking on it before the store is open. Give me some used toilet paper. Give me some used toilet paper. And when you think about some of the things we are buying, isn't it the same as used toilet paper? Allah says that He has approved tijara, which means commerce and trade. He has approved tijara, commerce and trade. It means serving, supplying legitimate needs. He has approved supplying legitimate needs and making business and income and profit on it. Profit, sure you make a profit on it. But in the real sense, you're not making a profit on it because we are not supposed to sell somebody something that is worth more to us than it is to them. Now think about it. When I say I'm going to make a profit on this, that says something in business language, but it also says something in plain, simple language. If I say I'm going to make a profit on this, that means I got more out of it than it's worth. Huh? I got more out of it than it's worth. So really, we're not supposed to make profit. We don't call it profit, we call it sales and the price of it. Huh? It's the sale and the price of it. That is the price. The price of it is supposed to be no more than the value, the legitimate value, to the person I sold it to. And the person I sold it to is not the standard. The market is the standard. The intelligent market is the standard. Because you can sell something to a fool, and then it's not good. It's not good business in El Islam. You can sell something to a fool way above the price. He bought it, he didn't know. He doesn't know the market price, huh? He doesn't know the market value. So he buys and he's a fool. You took advantage of his ignorance. You see? So that's not legitimate business for Muslims. That's not legitimate business for Muslims. You business people. How many here are business people? Raise your hand. I thought you would come listen to me. I just believed that somebody told me, say, well, you know, they don't look at you having thought in business. You just go there and just read Hadith, Quran and Hadith to them. And I didn't hear them. I refuse to hear them. I really believe that the best of our business people want to hear what I have to say about business. Yes. Business people, you are my main interest here for this part of this topic. I got a belief in you. I got a faith in you. Let me tell you what this involves. I believe, as the business people who came in the early life of the Muslim community, international Muslim community, what we call the Ummah, after our Prophet, peace and blessings on him, I believe that as they were a powerful instrument for dignifying, for giving good image, for attracting people of material accomplishment to the religion of Islam, called Islam, commonly called Islam. I believe that they were instrumental, the instruments to attract such people to this religion. I believe that you are going to be the instrument to attract a higher caliber and a more successful class, a group of people to this following that identifies with me. You're going to do it. Your success in business will do it. And that's our greatest need now is business. Business sense. Business sense. Business mindedness. We don't need business, brother, pardon me. We're not only needing business mindedness and business sense in the business people. The reason why they have so much difficulty establishing themselves as big business people, I mean the best of them, is because there is not business sense and business mindedness in us, the consumers. So with your help, you're going to be a powerful tool of dawah. With your help, the business people who associate with us, we have no organization of believers. We have no, what's the name of your movement? Or what's your name now? What do you mean, what's my name now? You mean for all these people that are with us as Muslims, we have no name but Muslim. Our only name is Muslim. You can call us Muslim Americans or American Muslims. I like to call us Muslim Americans because I like the adjectives we go before the noun. Especially in English. Now in Spanish, another thing. So you can call us Muslim Americans. But as far as identifying us as a group, no, that's done away with. We are international Muslims. Aren't we? We're international Muslims. We live in America, we have citizenship here, so the sub-definition, the sub-classification, the subordinate description is Muslim America. On top of it, international Muslim. Huh? Yeah! You want to separate yourself from your great dignity? Well, I don't. You want to be 50? I want to be 1 billion, 1 billion, 1 billion. I'm a member in 1 billion believers. Say, well, what's your name? Muslim. And that's the way you deal with these people over here. They're tricky. Don't let them intimidate you and make you feel awkward. Oh, I just got to come up with some name. Is it World Community of Islam in the West anymore? Oh, what is it? American Muslim Nation? What is it? Muslim! Muslim fucker. Muslim fucker. Yeah, those who speak Arabic know exactly what I'm saying. Muslim, that is Muslim khas. Muslim is finished. Ended. Muslim. That's it. Muslim American, if you want to know where I'm at. If you want to know what geography I'm in, Muslim America. What community you belong to? I belong to the international community of Muslims. You want to know what center I attend? You want to know what ethnic group I'm in? Well, be specific. Be specific. Put them on the spot. Make them feel uncomfortable asking the question. What Allah says, He will raise up a group that will do what is right, I'm making it short, and will not fear the the accusations of the accusers. Isn't that what he's saying? That means they won't be intimidated by this world's tricks. And they ask, are you a Muslim? Yes. Don't hesitate. Are you a Muslim? Yes. Praise be to Allah. Yes. Thank God for his mercy. Yes, I'm a Muslim. Who is your leader? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must translate it for you. You don't speak English. You don't speak Arabic. You speak English. Muhammad, the messenger of God, the peace and the mercy, the peace and the blessings of God upon him. So where's your organization? We don't have any organization. My family is my organization. I'm on my way to it. I don't have much patience with you right now. But I think you might be asking what body I belong to. I belong to the body called the International Body of Muslims. They're number 1 billion. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Have a good day. Isn't that wonderful? Now, when I talk like that, something in here, doesn't it just rejoice? Something in there says, that's what I like. That's what I like. That's why this religion is called Deen al-Fitra. Fitrat al-Ladhi Fitra al-Nasa alayha. It is the religion of the original nature of the human person. The pattern of pattern after the pattern that is universal throughout God's creation of the universe. Ah, isn't that wonderful? We don't have to be reconciled with the universal realities. We don't have to have our human life reconciled with the universal reality. We don't have to bump our heads anymore against universal truths in our path to reality. Just being a Muslim and following the Quran and following the pattern of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and blessings be on him, you end all that problem for yourself. You're reconciled already. You don't need a mediator. You don't need an arbiter. Oh, buddy. They talk about a mediator. They talk about an arbiter. We don't need all that. That's done away with. Tawheed, unity, one creation, one God over it, one designer, one author, one owner. Well, what do I own? Nothing. And that's what you business people should apply to yourself. The philosophy and the psychology for saving the person who is indulging and involving himself in material, for material gain. If you keep that philosophy, it will be a strong factor for saving your human life, your senses, and making you successful for Allah. And he will make you successful for business world, for the real business. Yes, if you accept that you own nothing. Ownership is for Allah alone. Everything that we have is a trust. A trust. How can you own something you're going to die and you don't even know whether it's going to be given to Joe or the man that you hate the most? You don't know where it's gone. So how are you the owner and you don't know what's going to happen there? You might have a heart attack just 5 minutes after you said, I'm the owner. Have a heart attack and it goes to somebody you hate. That happens. Praise be to Allah. So what Allah says? That he has approved legitimate business. That's what tijara means, legitimate business. But he has outlawed, made forbidden. What? Riba. Riba. What is riba? Greed. Greed. Where you just want to get more and more on what you're selling. You ain't never satisfied with how much you can get on it. They call it interest multiplied. Interest multiplied. That's what, in fact, that's the way it's described in the Quran. Interest multiplied. A usury. An English word for it is usury. Usury. So it means asking more than the value, requiring more than the justified due to you. You see? So that's what's forbidden in business. So I don't. What is the benefit of this now? What is the benefit of this for business to end this conflict? where we don't have materialism and these ugly concepts of principles of economics and business on us. What is the benefit of that? I believe with all my heart that the benefit is a new business people will grow up from us. And these business people will be so Muslim-like that they will do for the society that comes in touch with them the same thing that the great shining businessmen did for the societies that came in touch with them in after the life of our prophet, immediately after the life of our prophet. They say, I think it's the biggest population that we have, that the nation is called Indonesia. And if I'm correct, Indonesia is a country that was brought to this religion by the influence of ethical, decent, social, great advanced social natured Muslims who were also excellent and business people who excelled in business. Am I correct? We have some people who know history and they're scholars here. So they're telling me, yes, I'm correct. Indonesia, the country that has the biggest population for any one country now, I think it still has that lead, doesn't it? Yeah, it has the biggest population for any single Muslim nation, Indonesia. And that's not Arabs, that's Asians. Asians. So that's another thing they want us to think, that this religion is Arab religion, an Arab prophet, Arab religion, and the Arab believes in it, and very few others believe in it. The great majority, the Arabs are a small minority in the great population of 1 billion Muslims. And not only that, they haven't always been, and even now it's questionable, whether they are the leaders in Islam or not. Don't think that the Arabs have been the leaders in Islam. Allah picked the brothers. Look where I came from. I came from African Americans. And now I'm blessed to be recognized by you. You recognize me first. Yeah? I don't think I'm going to ever forget that. I'll never forget that. You recognize me first. But after your recognition in time, now I'm getting recognition from the international world. And they're not playing flattery to me. They're not paying any flattery to me. At first, I thought they were joking. I had to listen twice. This big man with all these degrees, is he serious? Or is he just trying to be nice to me? Over the years, I've come to believe that they are serious when they tell me that I'm a scholar with them. They're serious. They're very serious. So I got the recognition after you. Now I'm getting the recognition from them. What did the assistant for the Department of Education at the Saudi Embassy tell you last night? He told you, not only this man, a leader worth following, he's decent, truthful, honest, treat others that way. He said it must be genuine in him. I'm just giving you in summary, quick summary, what he said. And he said, his thoughts are profound. His works are profound. It is the community is profound. He didn't want to hurt your feelings. He knows the community is not profound. If the community is profound, it's because of them doing something that's profound, accepting something that's profound. And we know the thing that is most profound is the Quran itself and the life of our prophet, his teaching. Yes, so obviously this has touched my life now and have given me the insight and the ability to also make profound assessments of things. So they respect my ability to make profound assessment of things. And he said too that he knows you all. That's true. I'm one of you. I raised around you, raised with you, grew with you. What time is it? Time is going. So many things I want to say that's very important. I'm going to say, please let me know when 5 minutes up. I'm serious. I'm not going to holler at you. I'll put you on the spot or nothing. Just let me know when 5 minutes up. Now start the 5 minutes when I start talking. Do you think, being the son of Elijah Muhammad, I haven't been studying that protocol to quote black people? How can I be the son of Ari Lai Mom? Especially given the burden of responsibility to some of these people, or for some of these people, and not study my people very seriously. Yes, I have. Now, in addition to that, I have become aware of an attempt on the part of the so-called media and the security for the establishment. Security for the establishment. And they have high security and low security. You see? They don't have to have a profession. Don't think I'm talking about people with a doctorate or a badge or an identification card. I'm talking about those, and I'm talking about those that have nothing. Nobody's in communication with them, but they are self-made, volunteer security for the establishment. You may wake up and see one in your room. And I ain't gonna go no further with that. Now, I have detected that they are trying to make the world believe and leave it on record that this religion under the honorable Elijah Muhammad, and even now, attracts mainly sinners, convicts, ex-convicts, low-life people. Quickly, let me tell you something. The people that form the good supporting environment, family environment, and I'm not speaking for myself only, I'm speaking for several or all of my brothers and sisters, from my father and from my mother. They provided for us the family environment. Certainly my father and mother, my genetic father, my genetic mother, they were our parents. But we were lucky to have parents in the following of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So the people that provided for us that family environment to support our good life and encourage us on and let us know they love us and everything, those people, we call them the pioneers. Those people, and some of them are not pioneers, some of them are you too now, they're still coming, Allah still blessing us with people like that. But the majority of them are the pioneers. Those people, I know that 5 minutes is right there, and I'm about to stop too. Those people, brothers and sisters, friends, people, those people that I'm talking about now, most of them did not come from low life. Most of them were moral people. They were moral people when they heard the message of Islam as it was given from Elijah Muhammad. They were moral people then. They just didn't like what had been done to their people by the white world. Is it immoral for them not to like that? And those that joined on of Elijah Muhammad who were moral, I say the same thing that the history of Islam say of those who joined the Prophet. He said the best now were also the best in the Jahiliyyah. Isn't that what the Prophet said? The best of his followers that were with him and in, he said they were the best in Jahiliyyah, the best in the days of ignorance. And I say that too. The pioneers, my people that are with me and support me, and believe me, some of them are 100 years old, and they will try to kill you if they know you want to harm me. If they can get to you, they'll sure try to do you some harm. Or they'll find a way to hurt you, buddy. And they sure ain't gonna support you in anything against me if they recognize. If they recognize, they won't support you in anything against me. I say of them the same. They were the best in the days of Donald Elijah Muhammad when we really believed in what he was teaching. And they are the best now. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.